This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters.
G'day, guys.
Got some stuff.
Yeah, there's things. We talk about some stuff. It's very important stuff.
The run sheet was funny.
Horses.
Vampire spray. Unisex toilets. It was a hectic speech night last night at my kid's school.
Condoms.
Dr. Richard Chambers came in.
Oh, that was actually really good. If you've got a kid doing HSE or VCE or whatever the other equivalents are, we had our resident psych come in and he was...
He's good. He's a handsome man.
So handsome.
He's a handsome man.
Dog news.
We had a very serious show today.
Everyone's got little dicks.
Yeah, and there's penis.
Oh, everyone's
small
got...
wieners.
Yeah, we're putting on winter jumpers on their cocks.
How big do you think the average penis is?
9 inches. Good evening to my husband.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scotty.
My husband.
How you doing, you big man?
It's big. It's fantastic. 17 years
big
for a reason, mate. Yep, soup horse. Love your work, Barry.
They call him Mr. Ed.
100%. Not because he's got a horse face, because he has a massive schlong. I'm going to get in so much trouble.
He can knock out small dogs with it.
100%. Oh, he's knocked me. Oh, bye-bye.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger's arm holding Farlap's heart.
Enjoy the podcast, idiots.
It's the radio show that throws glitter over everything it does.
The gang met at Teddy's in the morning at 8 a.m. You know, they had breakfast at Teddy's. They love Teddy. Such a prankster, that Teddy. And John was the leader
of
the group.
Camping this story out more than it needs to be.
No.
Hosted by two people who surround themselves with all the right people.
Do what I'm told.
Oh, all right. Turn him up. Have another rosé, doll.
Team player.
Oh, God.
Or just player.
And have their own unique way of explaining things.
He was sexy and snaky and so, like, feline-y and so.
It what really, a descriptive word.
Yes. You know when I say you know when I say someone's you know what I mean?
Sure.
So
this is the Ambrosiano Radio Show with Harley Green.
Good morning, dickhead.
Whee.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday.
Sure.
It's Wednesday, right?
Yep. Let's call it that.
Aren't the days just melting into one big long never-ending conglomerate of days? I haven't had a day off in a long time.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
I've never been healthier, to be honest.
Get a tooth pulled, mate. I
am close to just knocking a tooth out for no reason.
Don't do that.
4 days
you've
off.
Got to stay.
Look, we have lots to get through today. We, we've got some pink tickets.
Sure.
Lots of things to get away.
I was just holding Thor's crotch.
I've got some toys for your son, Leonard and Hulk.
Yep.
Leonard and Hulk.
Thor and Hulk. My son Thor.
Ah, we're after a whipping star.
Ah, yes. Anyway, what else is on the show?
Dr. Richard Chambers is joining us, and Alpha Bark's got lots of things to catch up on. But,
Oh, Dolly's just walked in holding a magazine.
Morning, y'all.
Is that the wonderful magazine That's Life?
Yeah. Why, yes, it is, Harley. I know I'm full of wisdom, but look, if you're looking for wisdom, need to, somehow Em's ended up on the mailing list of That's Life. I don't know how or why, but I'm here for it.
Yep.
Well, let me give you some of the headlines as Dolly Parton. I don't know why Dolly Parton's reading That's Life headlines. It makes no sense in the scheme of things.
A sound effect came on and we went with it.
It's like Pavlov's dog. Here we go. The number one story on That's Life, Mom's Horror. My creepy ex was living in my roof. I had an ex living in my roof once.
Too tired to...
Yeah. I had another headline.
Oh.
Poisoned by my boobs. Okay, go.
Here's one for the 6:05 break.
Although we did find out that a lot of women listen now and sometimes they turn off.
What? Do they?
Yeah.
Because of...
And they come back at 6:30.
Because it's a bit rude.
Because they know that you and I go off the rails between 6 and 6:30.
Apparently women are... That's...
I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's those stupid surveys Jay stars like of four people.
I just don't know how.
I don't like Pooter.
You just do you.
Yes, I'm going to talk about penises, everyone.
Just do you.
I'm talking about condoms.
Great.
In specific,
what's the headline? Give me the headline.
Headline: men don't like wearing condoms because they're too big for the average penis. So I thought I'd talk about it because I find any moment that we can talk about sexual health is an important thing to do in the public.
And what people should know is that you were a sex ed teacher.
I was involved in sexual health education.
You're a sex doctor. You are a professional of sex.
I am sex.
You are sex. You're corporate sex.
I was involved in a show called The No Means No Show. It was about consent and free agreement for the youth. And I feel it very important to know that you should just... Safer sex is no sex, but who's doing that one?
Yeah.
And the other is condoms.
Yeah,
you wear condoms. And a lot of men were like, I can't wear my condom because my peen's too big. That's what they'll say. They'll say it throughout the ages. As soon as condoms are invented, folks are like, mine's too big.
Yeah.
Turns out opposite is the truth. The condom's too big and men feel self-conscious.
Is that true?
About how
it's like a sloppy Joe. It's like popping on a winter jumper, is it?
Yes.
Just swimming in it.
It's like a turtleneck. Just flopping around.
Roll it down. What am I supposed to do?
Well, according to a recent report by the New York Times, geez, it's important, isn't it?
Oh, wow. The Times reporting.
Standard condom sizes are too big for the average penis.
Oh, dear.
When erect, the average penis is 2.5 centimetres shorter than standard condoms.
Can we replace penis with another word?
Sure.
Okay.
Which have to be at least 17 centimetres in length. There was no more words there to replace.
Okay. So is this a problem that the condom people are out of touch?
No, no.
Are men's penises on aggregate getting smaller?
No.
Is this something happening? Is this something in the food?
Well, a study published by, this just says Debbie.
Debbie specializes in. She loves a Wang study. Debbie, oh, God, she's mad about it.
A study published by Debbie.
Good on you, Deb. Morning, Debbie.
Let's look
Debbie of penises.
Yeah, Debbie of University Pain.
Tell me about Debbie.
She,
Cheers, Debbie.
I don't know what she's done.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
She looked
great.
At 1661 dudes.
Debbie was
lot.
Busy.
Wow.
Debbie was doing stuff. I'm not making the joke.
Debbie did Dallas and everybody
else.
Oh,
you did it. Boom. We put the call out in the middle of that song for the greatest show, the greatest radio show contest of all time, one I came up with in my sleep, one that seems to be progressively pushed and pushed, and I fear next week maybe at 5:50.
I mean, we think it's okay, but Kim, our executive producer,
can we get Kim in?
Loves it.
Oh, Kim, come in the studio, Joel.
You love this.
You're coming. Come on, Joel.
Your favourite.
She is coming in now. I mean, she was saying how much she loves it.
We were like, well, look, I think we need to move on from this.
I always know when she's in there, she always handles the microphone. Here we go. Oh, Joel, now tell you love this segment, don't you, Kim?
You asked my honest opinion and I gave it.
And
which
what was
your
opinion?
Yeah. It's not my favourite.
Yeah.
Doesn't Why's mean that? I don't like it.
Why isn't it your favourite?
I don't know.
Just be honest.
Screamy. I don't know. I just, I'm not good at movies. Like, so I don't know. I get frustrated in myself. I don't know.
Is it not relatable enough for you?
No, it's relatable. I don't know. Jared's waiting. He's ready to play.
All right. Thanks for your support.
Thanks, Kimmy.
Go, Jared.
Good luck with the tattoo.
Oh, we better do the opener, which Kim loves.
We've lost the plot. Can you identify the movie that we've got? Just by the plot line. How many can you get before you run out of time?
Shut up, mate. Almost a year.
So good. That's amazing. I'm so proud of you. Jared in Campbelltown. I mean, if you contribute nothing else to broadcasting.
That'll be my legacy.
Just hang your boots up right now. Get your coat and get out.
Yeah.
Jared in Campbelltown, hello.
What, really?
Hello, how are you?
Good, Joel. Are you pretty excited to be playing Lost the Plot?
Yeah. I'm a bit worried.
Take a run up, champ.
Are you a movie buff, Jared?
Oh, you could say I'm a movie buff.
Yeah, okay. What's your
favourite
movie?
Yeah, we could, but would that be correct?
What's your favourite movie, Doc? What's your favourite movie?
I would have to say Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Are you on your way to work, Jared? Is that what you're doing right now?
Just finished.
Oh, Doc,
on the way to the
gym. What are you doing?
I'm a machine operator.
Oh, honey, so you work all night and then you go to the gym?
Yeah.
And then you go home to bed?
Yeah, and then sleep all day.
Oh, sweetie. Okay, well, I hope you're awake enough for Lost the Plot. I'll be yelling at you shortly.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right.
All right, here we go. This is very simple, Jared. I'm going to show a movie title to Em, and she's going to describe possibly that movie or another one. It might not even be that movie, but if your job is to guess the movie that I have shown Em, your time is a minute. That seems a long time, really, doesn't it?
How dare you, quite frankly. And, Jared, you get a prize for every movie you get right, okay?
Okay.
All right, wake up, mate. Come on, I'm a little concerned you haven't had any sleep.
Okay, time starts now.
Oh, Ben Stiller and Mum and Dad, and they don't like each other, and then they're the
Meet the Parents.
Yes. Will Smith hooking people up, and he's a love doctor. Sort of. It's okay, we'll move on. Chases a white rabbit down a hole, LSD, Mad Hatter.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, don't know that movie. Terrifying clown in drains, red balloon.
It.
Yeah. The Tribunes, Katniss, shooting a bow and arrow. They're in a games and they're hungry.
Hunger Games?
Yes. Animals with dice and Robin Williams and, there's a tiger. And they come to life. And
Jumanji?
Yes. Yeah. Dolphin.
Flipper?
Yes. Blue ladies and men who can burn things.
Avatar.
Wolverine. Wolverine. DC Comics. You were
good, Jared.
You,
just
Jared.
Like an assassin.
Low key, you were amazing.
Resting heart rate.
Do you like how I kept it pretty low key too?
Yeah.
That was my most low key.
Why don't you know what women want?
Is that Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Block him out because he didn't believe the Holocaust happened.
No, he didn't.
That's right. We don't know what women want either.
Oh, Jared, you are low key. I love you. You go and you have
how
your
gym. How many did you get?
All of them,
he
nearly.
Got...
Eight. They'll give the prizes off
seven,
air. It's fine.
I think.
They'll figure it out.
But yeah, you've got $100 Brooklyn Depot.
Sorry, Kim said not to read them out. Sorry, it's fine.
They don't get credits.
Thanks,
you get
Jared.
Heaps of stuff,
you
Jared.
Go to the
well
gym.
Done.
You go pumps and iron. You go get big, mate.
Get a Royale with cheese.
Thanks, Joel. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you.
He see because he bought my resting heart rate down.
Yeah, yeah.
I also have no energy, so that's probably the best time to play it. Thanks, everyone. That will definitely be back pre-6 next week. I feel like they're trying to work us out.
Come in at 5:30.
I'm wrapped. Our big boss just walked in. She's often worried about the topics on this show. Are we relating to our audience?
Yes.
Are we hitting our target demo?
Yeah.
And I say, yes, we are with this.
It's time for dog news. News.
Dog news. Here we go. Dog refuses.
Straight to number one.
I just love listening to Em and Harley. They just talk about stuff I care about. Dog refuses to leave goats alone during fires. A fearless goat herding dog in California refused to leave his goats behind during a raging California wildfire. After evacuating last week, Roland Tembo Hendel, that's a hectic name,
it is a hectic
and his
name.
Daughter Ariel Tembo Hendel, What? Returned home only to find that their property was destroyed, but discovered their hero dog, Odin.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Thor's dad.
The god of gods had survived along with his sister Tessa. They're really big on names in this family.
Yeah.
And eight of their goats.
What were their names?
Their names were Mavis.
Huey, Dewey, Louie.
Harley. And they said, Odin has lived up to his namesake. He saved our goats. He stayed there the whole time. They were gone for a week, and Odin sat by the goats.
Amazing.
I love Odin. True. Odin, Lord, King of Goats.
Technically, is his actual job.
Yeah.
Oh,
but good on him.
Geez, someone's got a heart like a swinging brick. Poor little Odin, he's exhausted. He hasn't had any food. He's woof, woof. And he's like, I'm so starved. And this guy comes
along. It's his job.
Oh, mate.
Oh, look, I'm
what
just
is
saying,
his job to be a massive hero
I'm
dog?
I'm just saying, if there was goats that needed help and a dog that whose job it wasn't arrived, I'd be like, that's pretty amazing.
Is it your job to be a massive dickhead?
And goats that have been protected by the goat dog, you're like, if you didn't do that, you'd be like...
There was fire. There was a fire.
Yeah,
Odin,
that's why you had a goat dog named Odin.
I will not have you question dog news in this manner or the heroes that we deem worthy of dog news. Moving on, dogs in pubs in Australia. The Greens.
It's technically their job.
It's not. The Greens are set to move a bill into the parliament. I love that that America is facing impending nuclear war and what's our parliament doing?
Yep.
Debating whether dogs should be allowed in pubs.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you right now, Australia.
It's a really important issue.
It is.
Yeah, the Greens are set to move a bill into Parliament that will allow dogs to go into pubs with their owners at the discretion of the publican.
Great.
I think that's fantastic. People found with dogs inside pubs can be fined for $880 for each dog at the moment.
Oh,
no dogs in pubs.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, an investigation into the issue. Thank God there was an investigation.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I mean, that is
how many people were paid for that think
hundreds,
tank?
Hundreds of responses, and the vast majority were in favour of publicans deciding to allow dogs inside.
Well, there you go.
This country is fine. Okay, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump can do whatever you want.
Yep.
We are going to pass the law.
Have a beer.
People who love each other can't get married.
Yep. No.
I mean, people who are... But dogs, straight in for a pint.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, don't give your dog beer.
Do not do that. That was a joke. You just heard dog news. Don't give your dog beer.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
And because it is 6:40, everyone is... You know, I had someone come up to you at R&B Live, R&B Fridays Live, and say, I always know where I'm at in my morning when you play this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
And then I said to that person, don't base your morning on our timings because sometimes we're 10 minutes late by now.
Always different. You need just a clock.
I used to do that. I used to listen to my favourite radio show in the morning and whatever segment they were doing, I'd know. Like, I love that. I love that we've become that for people.
Oh.
It's kind of cool.
I've never had that.
Why?
I don't know. I've never had a consistent life.
Oh, Joel.
To wake up at a consistent time.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, yeah.
Today we're doing on 131060, and the prize is grand. The prize is two tickets to see the Fooey's.
Oh, yeah.
So Foo Fighters. Yes. The Concrete and Gold World Tour, Saturday, 27th of January at ANZ Stadium. Tickets on sale now from tickettech.com.au. We have two to give away, though.
It's a big deal.
For the Fooey's. What's a superior herb?
Herb.
Coriander.
Coriander is a good answer.
It is for me the king of herbs. It will freshen and crisp up any dish, especially if there's lime and or an Asian theme.
Some people do not like coriander.
Do you know I just looked up why?
Why?
DNA, it's genetics.
Oh, yeah.
They did a big test.
Did we talk about this?
Like 50,000 people were actually tested. Again, so glad that's where our money's going. If dogs should be in pubs and why I hate coriander.
Yeah.
And it was found that there was genetic differences between the haters and the lovers.
There you go.
So it's actually something you are born to love or hate.
I've certainly got a favourite herb.
Oh, all right, mate. Turn it up. I mean, we get it. Now give us one you can say on air without us losing our licence.
Yeah, I'd go with coriander.
Oh, I love it when we agree.
It's an amazing herb.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Do you use the stalks or just the leaves?
Oh, it depends what I'm putting it in. So if I'm doing a Mexican salsa.
Tell me.
I will chop the whole lot
up. The whole lot.
Yep, just chop it all in.
Love it in a salsa. Oh, God, I'm going to have salsa for dinner tonight. Yep. I'm going to have tacos.
I do love a rosemary, though.
Oh,
I love a rosemary. I slow cooked a leg of lamb yesterday and did holes in the leg of lamb and jammed that full
fresh
of rosemary.
Fresh rosemary.
Yeah, you know what? In the backyard.
You know what? I love that with some nice taters.
With some nice baked
potatoes, rosemary and olive oil and salt on top, some garlic.
It's very good.
And rosemary makes things look professional.
It does.
Yeah, you know, like if you stick a sprig of rosemary, like if it ain't garnished, it ain't finished in my house.
Yeah.
Stick a bit of rosemary in, oh, that person's put effort in because there's a sprig of rosemary.
Bit of meat on its own. It's like, that doesn't look very good. Rosemary on top. Oh, look what you did with it.
Oh, you put in effort. You love me. Yeah. Okay, here you go. We're very passionate about our herbs, as you've heard, and Harley is super passionate about one in particular.
Oh, love herbs.
It's what's the superior this morning on 131060. Give us a call. We have two tickets up for grabs to see the Fooey's, the Foo Fighters in concert. What's a superior herb, Sydney? We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
Two tickets up for grabs to see the Foo Fighters Concrete and Gold World Tour. Tickets on sale now from tickettech.com.au. We've both gone coriander.
Yeah, coriander is just a great herb. It doesn't go with every dish, obviously. You can't have it on all different kinds of culinary delights.
What wouldn't you put it on?
Well, I wouldn't put it on a spaghetti bolognese.
I would.
You put coriander on
there? Yeah, a little bit of crunch. I like to put lemon on top of my parmesan.
So I don't have a problem with that.
So when you pop a little bit of coriander on top of the lemon parmesan, it just brings out that zest.
Yeah, so I'd still use a basil in that situation.
Oh, mate, don't limit yourself. I have an Italian mix. I have everything.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you go to basil, you have everything. Mate, don't worry. We're not just using one. Mate, cut sick. Live your best life via herbs.
Oh, I've got a lot of herbs.
Yeah, me too. All right, mate, we get it. Mazzy.
I was actually just talking about real herbs.
Hey, Mazzy.
Good morning, guys.
What's
happy the superior- day?
Ah,
what have you done?
Hump. Oh, if anyone day. Says hump, it's unleashed.
Hump day. It's not a root day. It's a Wednesday. Humpy. M loves to hump. Humpy day. It's hump day.
I love how much you now enjoy that.
I love it. I hated it, and now I love it.
It's really
it.
Going full circle.
Mazzy, what's the superior herb?
I'm an oregano type person.
Yeah,
oregano. I love my oregano.
Do you put it on everything, Mazzy?
Yes, bolognese. Yeah. Of course, my Lebanese bread.
Your Lebanese
and
bread.
And my beef patties. Come on, you have to be the flavor of oregano in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Oregano or oregano?
Oregano.
I'd say oregano.
I'd say oregano too.
Yeah,
oregano. That's okay.
Oregano is very American pronunciation of oregano.
You're right, Maz. Now you're right. You do you. It's good.
Just feeling space, mate.
Sure. Gina in Camden. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Gina.
What's the superior herb?
Parsley.
What's going on in your life?
Parsley.
Make that decision.
What the hell? Who names parsley as their king of herbs?
I don't want to call you wrong, but what the hell's happening?
Now, okay.
My nanny used to eat some of that for her breath.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Use it for your breath. Use it for your stomach. You can cook with it. You can make a salad with it.
Am I wrong? So, but is there an old wives' tale? And I could be wrong, and I'm almost regretting saying this.
You're going to say it, and I'm going to confirm it because it's probably what I told you.
You rub parsley around your anus?
Yes.
Stop wind?
No. When a baby is constipated, there's an old wives' tale, but olive oil and some parsley rubbed on the baby's anus will help it.
Because it cook a chicken breast in between there, while you're doing it with olive oil
and
parsley.
I would highly recommend not putting things up your baby's bottom.
See, now when I think of parsley, I just think of gently.
Yeah, so do I. Just a tickle.
Just a tickle
of the baby's butthole. And then unleash the doors of hell.
What is that? What even happened to us? Chandra, hello. But, yes.
Hi, Em. Hi, Harley. Good morning.
Hi,
you going to go home and rub some parsley on your anus?
No, that won't be happening. No.
What have you walked into?
Exactly.
What's a superior herb?
It's going to be a surprise one. Chives. The hummus chives.
That feels like an 80s herb.
I love a chive.
That feels like I was popping chives on me. What was the bread thing where you cut the middle of the bread out and put spinach dip in it?
Yes.
What was that called?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was called
French onion
bread.
Dip.
Yes.
Yep.
I love that.
It was called bread with dip.
No. It was called, it's on the tip of my tongue. A cob.
Cobs. Cob. That's the bread, yeah. The bread is a cob.
Cob dip in cob.
Dip cob.
Chives just reminds me of the 80s in Tupperware, you know? My mum used to put chives on everything. Like, we would have, like, the cheese spread and then put chives on top. So 80s. Jane in Bankstown. Hey, Jane.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, how do you spell your name? How do you spell your name, Jane?
Plain old Jane with no Y. Just J-A-N-E.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone putting a Y in their name.
No,
someone's put Jane, a Y, and I was about to abuse you for putting a Y in your name.
No.
J-A-N-E. Whoop, there it's gone.
What's the superior herb, Janie?
I love thyme. If you put it on cheesy garlic bread, it just makes everything taste better. It's amazing.
I think thyme's often looked over for rosemary. I think thyme's often forgotten, but thyme has a more complicated taste.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Rosemary's
nice
just like rosemary. Whereas thyme's like thyme.
Well, with rosemary, you just want the flavour of the rosemary. You don't want to eat the leaf.
All rosemary.
Yeah.
With thyme, it's a little subtler.
Yeah. And it's, that's nice.
It's nice. What's that? Oh, it's thyme. Oh, God, I haven't used thyme in 10 years. Oh, I've missed thyme. Rachel in Hornsby, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Joe. What's the superior
herb?
Yes,
herbs has to be basil.
Yeah, mate, yeah. It's a pretty good herb.
Yeah, oh my God.
Fresh Don't basil. Cut it, rip it, because yes. you bruise it yep. when you cut it.
And it unleashes the flavour better. And what do you like, what's your favourite thing to have basil with?
Add a bit of oil and some pine nuts, and you've got pesto sauce, or yes. you've got bruschetta and yes. pasta.
Yeah, yep. I'm feeling you.
This
I'm feeling
goes
you.
On.
You know, there's a basil fusion with lime, Ooh, citrus.
Shut
it's got a citrus flavour through it.
Sexy mouth.
Mm, that's good.
Good. Right, you can have the tickets. That was excellent.
Oh, woo!
Good on you, mate.
Two Thanks, tickets guys. To the Foo Fighters. Now, thank you for being so passionate about herbs.
Jeez, no I love herbs.
I'm so... I just want to go cook up a storm.
I'm going to go home and have some herbs Thanks. Straight after this show.
All right, mate, we get it. We get it.
Mary Jane.
Alpha, come on! Alpha Bucks next.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Good morning, Nicole and Rudy Hill.
Rudy.
Oh, good morning. Happy hump day.
Oh, Rudy Hill.
Boy, Rudy Hill, RSL.
Yes. That's the place to be.
Do you go to the Rudy Hill Ari a lot, Nicole?
Look, I'm not going to say a lot, but it's a lot, yeah.
But it's a lot. I love that. That's the best Ari, in my opinion. I love that one.
Oh, Bondi Ari.
Oh, it's great. Oh. Vegas of the West, we call it.
Yeah, it is Vegas of the West. That's why I love it.
Give me Bondi Ari every day.
Oh, all right. I've got a lot of money. Right. I'm going to the Bondi Ari to pay $8 for a bloody schooner.
No, hey, I'm a member. You still get membership rights at the Bondi Ari itself.
All right, mate. Well, we are going to be doing our brush. I mean, calm down, Harley.
So I just worked at an RSL and you have to be a member to work there, and my grandfather was in the war, so I got reciprocal rights. That's just the facts. Anyway.
All right. Way to bring us down.
You
mate.
Probably can too.
Yeah, that's I can. Depressing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
That was depressing.
Okay, Nicole. Let's refocus on Alpha Bucks.
All right, your letter's P.
Yes.
For
P.
Pink.
For pink.
Ooh.
For pink.
Pink, yeah. We like pink.
Yeah, pink.
Yeah,
that's really good. No clues.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, did you give me a clue?
No, nah, we did not.
I didn't give you any clues.
Okay.
So your letters P, you get 30 seconds. Time starts after the first question. We're going to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. Okay, Nicole, here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Name a Sydney ferry stop.
Parramatta.
A school subject.
Pass.
A male celebrity.
Peter Hillier.
An ice cream flavour.
A pecan.
A song title.
Pass.
A style of beer.
Pass.
A piece of sporting equipment.
Pass.
A position of leadership.
Prime Minister.
A movie.
A pass. God.
I like
that
it.
That was awful. I was thinking about Bondi RSL.
Where you could get a pale ale, a pilsner, a porter, or a pale lager.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I can't afford that at Bondi.
What I love, we've trained our listeners to rate themselves straight away. You knew.
What'd you get? $400.
That's okay. $400 is okay, right. Nicole. You'll be fine.
Peter
Hallier was happy to get a little mention in there.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Nick.
He's a celebrity.
Totally.
Oh, of course he is. Of course
Friend
he is.
Of the show. Yeah. Thanks, Nicole. You take that $400 and you go crazy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
Woman checks horse into Kentucky hotel.
Yes, she does.
Yes.
Yes, she does. Tell me more.
Hotels will try and go above and beyond to make your stay comfortable, but Lindsay Partridge really put a hotel's hospitality to the test.
Arriving Some would say hospitality.
Horse petality.
Thank you.
Boom, boom. Fusion word. Pun. It's punny.
Comedy.
Puns. Whoop-o.
It's a wonderful world.
Arriving at the Super 8 Motel in Georgetown, Kentucky, Miss Partridge, who was in the US for a horse show, jokingly asked if she could check in her horse.
Yes.
When she checked in, the staff were discussing the motel's pet policy. When we were checking in and they started talking about the pet policy, I jokingly said, oh, my horses are here. Will they be allowed in?
Yes.
And the lady was really laid back and said, I don't care.
That sounds like you and I were running a hotel.
Because I was reading this, I'm like, it doesn't sound like anything much in it because the lady was just having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. But
the thing that resonated was the lady behind the counter going,
I don't care. So okay. So she checked the horse in?
So,
because shut up.
There's a $10 pet charge.
Bargain.
For your hotel room.
Yes.
So she paid $10. Got her horse off the float,
yeah.
Walked it through the lobby.
Of course.
Took it into the room.
Up the lift?
No, it's a
like
motel.
A hotel.
Yeah, it's a motel.
And did he have his own little bed? Did he get a little cot for the horse?
No, just standing beside the bed, a lovely bedspread on.
Show me.
Have a look.
I think we have video of her.
There'll be a video on
There's
Instagram.
Video of her checking the horse in. They're just watching the nightly news together. Look, it's quite a nice hotel.
It's not bad.
It's not a shabby. It's not somewhere you take someone to murder them.
It's an up-to-date motor inn.
It's a nice motor. I would go say motel. I wouldn't say motor inn. Yeah, hotel, motel.
But it's a future murder site.
And I love... Oh. his name's Mr. Buckley. Is that the name of the horse? That's nice.
I love people that take the piss, and I love the people who
encourage
celebrate that.
Encourage taking the piss.
So, yeah, you can have a horse in there.
Sure, I don't care.
What pet
It's my last day at work, and I hate this place. You can check a horse in and let it crap everywhere, because I'm leaving.
Just kicks the
See
windows
See you later,
out.
Idiots. You know I love a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
I mean, if you have any theory
and
it's a conspiracy,
I'm
there for you.
You're into it.
I am there for you. And this one is exciting.
Isn't it?
Quite frankly. And you know what's exciting? Because it's believable.
It's very
We've
believable.
We've all agreed to it. Everyone on our crew has gone, yes. So there's a theory going around that Melania Trump has been replaced with a stand-in. with a stand-in. So Donald Trump was at an event.
Yes.
After announcing he'd just had a meeting with the president of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Which is him.
He's had a meeting with myself.
Yeah, he actually announced he had a meeting with himself.
And we both decided that I'm a great guy.
Yeah. And then yesterday, as he was preparing to board the Marine One for Beltsville, Maryland.
Mm.
Oh, this was on Friday, not yesterday, but doesn't matter.
Marine One is the helicopter.
Great. Good research. Trump addressed the press with Melania by his side. Now, the first thing that raised my suspicions was when he told everyone that it was definitely Melania. Yeah.
My wife, Melania, who happens to be right here.
My wife, Melania, who happens to be right here. She's definitely her. She is real.
It's amazing. She's actually right here.
Is her.
Can we talk to her? No.
No. Can she take her glasses off?
No.
Why are you carrying her aboard the helicopter? My wife, Melania, who is Melania Trump? The Melania in this is the real Melania.
Yeah. It's so, very Weekend at Bernie's kind of behavior.
It's so Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
And so everyone's like, that's not Melania, because we have the pictures and we're going to put them up online.
The woman,
it's a completely different nose.
The lips.
And the hair.
The hair.
Bitch got a bad weave on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's not even lace front, doll. If you're going to do it, get a lace front wig. Don't get one you've bought from Savers and pop it on your head and think it's going to pass.
You're the president of the Virgin Islands. What?
And they're just saying now that Melania, actually proper Melania, they really haven't seen her in a long time.
I don't know where she is.
So questions are being raised. Where is she? Has she been locked somewhere?
She did a runner.
Is she in a basement somewhere?
She's running and don't look back.
Back in Russia?
Yeah.
I just love the idea that Trump's gone, no, we're not splitting up. I'm replacing you with an identical version of you.
I think that it might be a man.
I think you might be.
I think it could be
I'm
a
looking
man.
For Adam's apple. I can't see unless they've had it shaved off. But what I'm saying is, you'll see this picture. There is the president of the United States has gone next level. He has got an imposter. He has an actress playing his wife now.
Yes.
And didn't even bother to try and make her look anything like Melania. But if I say it's Melania, it's Melania.
Yeah, everyone will believe me.
Because there's nothing like the internet. And there is extra zooms up on this person's face.
Yes.
It is not Melania Trump. He has a stand-in. So
save
Melania. Hashtag.
Yep, hashtag.
Where's Melania? Find Melania, save Melania. I'm very worried about her. Where's Barron? Has anyone seen Barron recently? His son? Where are they?
Maybe it's Barron. On stilts. Does wear a trench coat.
He's wearing a trench coat.
Yeah.
It's Baron on stilts. It's Baron on stilts with a wig. And he's just standing there.
Just resting on Pence's shoulders.
131060, do you agree with unisex toilets? What do you think?
We're not asking about pink at
the
moment.
No, stop calling for pink. We haven't played the song, guys.
Idiots.
Chill. It's not the whole song. Hang up. We are asking about if you are into the idea of public unisex toilets.
So,
why are we asking this?
Well, I was out yesterday dropping my mother-in-law.
It's very trendy now.
At the train station.
Oh.
She was off to see a friend out in the outer suburbs. So we're wandering around, and all of a sudden, the need took my child by urgent surprise.
Yep. Okay.
And as you know, there's been a bout of gastro.
Yes.
Ripping through our house.
Tearing lives apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the mend, but it was like, Dad, I've got to go now. And I'm like, well, I know that you do. So let's get it done. And there was let's call it a furniture store that was right near us.
Yeah.
It was very, very fashionable furniture
trendy
store. They kind of had like a function area where you could have a function.
Okay, I get it. I feel you.
Yeah. And it was all a sort of bit modern day Ally McBeal, the whole place was.
Oh,
but everyone got along.
Good reference,
and we're
PS.
Effervescent.
You're killing it.
Yeah. So they
have meetings about fusion and strategy
totally.
Integration.
They've got a fusion board that's integrated into the fusion area. Anyway, I said, can I use your toilet? And they're like, absolutely, yeah, that's fine. It's the green light for using anyone's toilet. Is all you do is point at the child.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you use the toilet.
For anything,
because
really.
Because if they say no, I'm like, oh, cool, man, take your pants off, do it here.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I'll let him shit just in the middle of anyone's
will.
Public area
sure.
if you don't let me use
that's
your toilet.
That's not disturbing.
So we go in there. We go in there, and the toilet sign is men and women on it. I'm like, yeah, when I walk through the door,
it'll split off. Yeah.
And I walk in there, and there's just four cubicles.
Unisex.
And I was like, hey, nah. Oh, no. And so then the boy goes into the cubicle. He's like, I can do it on my own, Dad. I'm like, good, mate. And then he unleashes hell.
Yes, the wrath of.
That was pretty heck.
Okay, matey.
I was like, okay,
you should
mate.
Start carrying
you're
matches.
Right, champ?
You really need to have a pair of matches.
Oh, no, that'd set the place on fire. No naked flames near that.
Yeah.
So I sort of hovered around the door.
Oh, why?
Because my child might need my help.
In case some delicate female noses walked in?
No. Literally just to hover if he was like, Dad, I need some help here. But there was a lady.
Yes.
One of the female versions of humanity that had been out to lunch and come back and wasn't aware of my situation and why I was hovering around her workplace unisex toilet door.
Right.
And so I was sort of walking in and out of the door. And then she went to walk in, and I'd already done the turn to walk back in, and then she was like, oh, and then just walked off, and I just went, sorry. And then I just didn't know what to do, so I just sat down near the door. And
oh, that's not creepy
back,
at all. No.
And
you're just now
at me.
Keeping sentry out front of the toilet.
And then I was like, well, is it unisex or not? Because you can't wait for me not to be there to use it. Because it's unisex. But that's what she was doing. She was trying to wait for me not to be engaged in the toilet
it's so
situation.
True. Look, I'm a feminist. I'm a 2017 woman.
Sure.
Okay?
I'm a busy working mum.
You're a busy working mum.
Yeah.
And there are certain things like, don't you tell me, I can do anything.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, I don't want to poo near a man I don't know.
Yes.
I don't want to poo near a man I don't know. But I do not want to go into a public toilet. No. And I get that my house, it's a unisex toilet at my house.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know those people.
Yeah.
I know those bums.
Yeah.
I can sit on a seat. Those bums are my bums. We've sat on the same seats. I don't want to be. I would wait for you too. If there was a unisex toilet at my work and there was a dude gone in, I would stand out the front.
I'm all about equality, but
not
women
in the toilets.
Should not be around what I can do.
And I'm a strong, independent woman, and I'll tell you, I don't want to be around you.
You don't want to be around
when
it,
you
mate.
Do your business.
It'll tear you apart.
Man or woman. There are some men who wish they were separate toilets.
Oh, yeah.
131060. I'm really fascinated because this is something that is just, it's trendy.
It's
come
trendy.
Up now. Sometimes there are restaurants. There's one restaurant that I go to that is a unisex toilet. On top of that, a see-through waterfall wall where you can watch, men can watch you. So there could be a man holding his junk, doing his business while you eat your Santoy bao, just having a whiz, looking straight. He could be making eye contact with
but
me.
But you can't see back
I can't
in.
See him. It's a one-way wall. But still, I know now when I'm at a restaurant, I look at the wall and I'm like, who's looking at me while they're holding
their junk? There's establishments where you can pay a couple of dollars.
But I love it. I want, because I've always thought, and I always feel a bit like a bad feminist when I'm like, I don't want to use a unisex toilet. I want my lady toilet for my lady parts. Just
no,
ladies.
I just don't think we all need to be together for that.
Not all the time.
No.
It's not a thing.
And urinals, they got to go as well. Let me walk into a cubicle, for God's sake.
Oh, you guys can't control those things. The stench of a urinal.
I'm holding my pain beside a guy that I've never met before.
So hectic. 131060, are you for or against the communal dunny?
Yeah.
The what is it? The unisex loo.
Unisex.
The uni-loo. We'll take your course next. We're talking about unisex toilets.
Yes.
Because you had an experience.
Because we had to go into the unisex toilet. My boy needed it straight away, and that was the situation. And then a lady came home from back from her lunch break, wanted to use the toilet, and I was being a creep hovering around the door because he might call out, I need help, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, that's my job.
And we're very new age, left-wing, open-heart, bleeding-heart people.
Sure.
We're all for everything.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I am very traditional about wanting to separate where I go to the toilet from strange men.
Well, also, I overcompensate for women's comfortability in situations
like
that.
Holding stuff in?
Because I know I'm 6'4", yeah. I'm a huge unit,
massive.
I'm a bit creepy.
No.
And so, like, for instance, if I'm walking and a woman's just in front of me, I will change which direction I'm going so she doesn't think I'm following it.
And you know what? I appreciate that because I assume everyone's following me.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes. So I'll just turn around and go the other way.
That's amazing.
Takes me longer to get places. And I look.
Like I said, I've been known to drive past my house because someone's been behind me for 1 minute in their car.
Well, you've got
to
do that.
Oh, mate, they're definitely coming to kidnap me.
Yeah, KGB are definitely following you.
All the time. I'm very interesting. And we want to know, what do you guys think? I've always wanted to talk about this on radio. And then when you brought it up, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need to be schooled. I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. Hashtag, I know I'm wrong. That's not even a hashtag, shut up. Karina. Hi, Karina.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Joel, how do you feel about a unisex toilet?
I could care less.
Could care less? Okay, Joel.
Could care less.
Yep, you don't mind?
You just walk in, don't care. Who's there, you'll do your business.
No, pretty much. Everyone's got to pay, everyone's got to poo. Meh.
Yeah,
how do you feel about, Harley was saying off air, Karina, that he has seen unisex toilets with urinals out in the open. How would you feel if you walked in and saw that?
Well, that's a bit odd, but, you know, whatever. You can't see anything. They're facing the wall. Who cares?
Yeah.
I think the urinal is an odd concept in general.
It is. It is, isn't it?
Isn't
it's just
it?
Odd.
Why would you want to get your dunk out in front of people?
I like sitting down.
Yeah. I like taking my time.
Totally.
Yes. All right, Karina, I enjoy your open-mindedness. I need to learn from you. Jess in Liverpool. Hello.
Hello.
You're against the unisex toilet?
Absolutely. It's a hell no from me.
Why?
Well, lots of reasons.
Yeah.
Not offense, Harley, but boys smell and make a lot of mess.
Oh, I'm not offended. Yeah. It's true.
It's almost like they try to go around things, not in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it just comes out in two streams and neither one's going in the bowl.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to clean it, you'd aim better.
And you know what, in my house...
It's not about aim.
In my house, you know what? We do have a boy toilet and a girl toilet. Scott's not allowed.
My grandma has a separate toilet.
Mm.
Yeah.
The boys go at the back of the house and the girls go in the bathroom with the pretty towels.
Yeah. With the nice towels.
Yeah.
The girls get the good, they get the good towels and the good soap. The boys have got to go outside.
I'm in support of that. I told you, I want to put a toilet into my rental.
Just a thunder box.
Yeah, I want a thunder box in the backyard so I can just sit down and just take a moment.
Yeah, I know. I love that we got told to stop talking about this stuff because Jace did a survey and everyone's like, we don't like the poo chat. We lasted a week and 3 days.
Poo.
We all
do it.
Talk
about it.
We don't
talk about
it.
Go to the shops with my kids,
we can't.
Getting haircuts,
and doing
poos.
Brooke, now, Brooke, you bring up a really good point, and I agree with you, but I'm still a bad person. Brookie, you say yes because of a really, really poignant and relevant reason.
Yeah, I think what we need to remember when we're discussing this is that not everybody identifies as male or female.
That is right. Yeah.
So
non-binary,
person,
no gender. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody who is non-binary or doesn't necessarily identify with the gender that they were born as, or the sex that they were born as, more accurately.
Yeah.
Their lives can be pretty hard. And this is a way that we can maybe make their lives a little bit easier is by having a unisex toilet.
Yeah, that's true. And especially if someone's transitioning.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and people see that still maybe physically looking male but transitioning to female, and they go to walk into the female toilets. I imagine it would be quite confronting for someone.
Of course it would.
So, Brooke, you bring up a very, very valid point.
And obviously, as a cisgendered male, it's not something I've considered.
No, me neither.
Because it's never been an issue for me.
No, we're showing, I mean, our privilege is showing from under our skirt. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm cisgendered myself, but I've got a few friends who don't identify with one gender in particular, so it's something I've really had to start thinking about in the last couple of months, because their lives are rough, and I think that there's a real lack of understanding, but a toilet is easy.
It is easy.
Totally.
Thanks, Brookie.
So we're going unisex. All right. If we're going unisex
in
the toilets...
I'm all for it. This is great. Let's do more unisex toilets.
I want to have something to do with the design of the cubicle. Mist. Why does the door have to stop?
Just a wall.
Before it hits the floor?
Maybe more smell.
Just make it a full enclosed space.
It's like a lot of bleach.
Stop being cheap on
the
doors.
Matches on the
I don't want people to see my feet. I don't like the idea of them seeing my feet when I'm doing poo.
Really? Oh, my God, you're so funny. I lift mine up so people can't see my feet. I don't want to be identifiable by my shoes. Because if I'm doing something there and they can identify me, let's be honest, I wear very, like, you know, my shoes are unique.
Yeah.
Well, lift them up.
Yep.
So they can't identify me by my shoes.
I'm going to take my shoes off and put them in another cubicle.
Good. We
and then I'll
really
go into the next cubicle and then hover on top of the toilet.
We are very strange people. That's why we work. Thank you, everyone. It's time now for some free therapy. It's very exciting. Dr. Richard Chambers joining us today. Thanks, Dr. Richard.
Ah, round of applause. Thank you.
Always. And just let me get this out. APS psychologist trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. So smooth. That's what we call a credit line in the business, Joel.
Yeah.
Dr. Richard, we're going to talk about a couple things today. And they all kind of tie in, because initially you brought to the table, you want people to be kinder to themselves, give themselves a break. There's a lot of unhappiness now because of comparing our lives on social media.
Yeah, there is.
And then we also realized HSC is kicked off this week, and there's a lot of stressed out kids and a lot of stressed out parents holding themselves to standards, worrying they're not going to get into the uni course they want to do.
Yeah.
So all of this ties in. What can we do? Like, let's just chat quickly about what can we do if we've got a kid doing HSC and they're stressed off their heads.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of them right now.
Yes.
Yes. So both the kids and the parents probably need a little bit of mindfulness in their lives. Yeah, a little bit of meditation. You know, we've talked previously about training your brain and rewiring it and strengthening the parts that help you pay attention and remember. Good start, really. Mm. Yeah, definitely a good start.
Okay.
Yeah. And self-kindness as well, you know. Quite often when we're facing difficulties and we're stressed and, you know, we're experiencing some kind of suffering or setback, you know, we tend to be tough on ourselves, don't we?
Yes.
That's like the default setting for most people. But there are these fascinating studies that have found that when people fail a test at university or school and are then kind to themselves, they do better on the retest.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Which is kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Yeah, if you don't beat yourself up, you actually do better on the retest than if you give yourself a really, really hard time.
Yeah.
And to understand that, you've just got to understand what self-compassion is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I said a moment ago, like when we experience suffering or setbacks or failure, we tend to be really self-critical, really tough on ourselves, beating ourselves up, often saying things to ourselves in our head that we'd never dream of saying to someone else.
Or just out loud.
I know, well, exactly, out loud.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do there is motivate ourselves and avoid repeating mistakes and just do better.
Yeah.
But the effect that it has on us is that it triggers our stress response. So we're already stressed and flooded with adrenaline and cortisol, and we make that worse. And then we just make ourselves unhappy, so we can't focus properly. We waste time. I mean, if you fail a test or if you don't do well at something, what you want to do is just accept that that's happened and just recognize that it's human to fail sometimes, and then just focus back on what you need to learn to do better next time.
Yeah, right.
Rather than wasting all this time beating yourself up, making yourself feel bad, which makes the study unpleasant, so then you want to avoid it, so then you're watching another season of Netflix. And so actually self-kindness, self-compassion has been shown to result not just in better mood, like feeling better, but actually doing better.
But with teenagers, and I have one who's very hard on herself, and especially now, and if you're a kid on your way to your HSC exam or you're a parent or you know a teenager that's going through this, is there something we can do to help? Because teenagers are critical as a default setting.
Oh, yeah.
It's just what they do.
Yeah.
How do we take the pressure off them during this time? Because I think there's too much emphasis placed on the HSC and the results. And
no, so far much, yeah. too
You know,
yeah.
and it's like sometimes you just want to take all the kids and say, it's going to be okay.
Yep.
If even if you, this doesn't mean the rest of your life is ruined if you stuff up a test or, is that the best thing to do is to just really alleviate all the pressure from our kids?
Well, you can take the pressure off in a way where you still sort of have the expectation that they're going to study and apply themselves.
Yeah.
It's not self-indulgence.
No.
Self-compassion's not self-indulgence where it's like, oh, whatever, you know, it's only school, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a very useful or healthy approach.
Yeah.
But to maybe give them a sense of context, you know what? Yeah, it's a massive, massive year, but there are so many other ways to get where you want to go in life
yep.
and, you know, to make failure okay. I mean, we've all yeah. failed.
Yes.
We've all had setbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And to let people know, you know, often kids look up to us and they think, oh, you know, parents.
Oh, admit mistakes. Kids, it's like dog at school day when you say to your kids, oh, yeah. you know what, I stuffed up.
Yep.
I was wrong and you were right.
Yes.
Yep.
Or it's okay. I think making failure okay
yes.
is really important, especially if you've got a kid doing HSC at this time of year
yep.
or if you're a kid listening now. Don't, I mean, don't aim to fail.
No.
But if you do, dude, that's okay.
But
that's
just right. remember, too, my life now, as almost a middle-aged man, okay, I'm right there, has absolutely nothing to do with my high school years.
No.
It doesn't.
Exactly.
No. Sometimes it does.
But it just seems like that at the time,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does.
For all of us, it just seemed like it was the biggest thing in the world. And if it doesn't go well, life is over and you're not going to go anywhere.
No.
And it's the worst thing. So just to realise there's a bigger picture, there's a lot of perspective. Failing's okay as long as you learn from it, let's say.
Yeah, okay.
So just being kind to yourself, training your attention, the more you can keep your attention in the present moment when you're going through a stressful thing like that, you know, practicing a bit of meditation, focusing on one thing
and
at a time.
And not worrying about, oh, I'm going to fail,
that's
not get a job, be homeless, be like, you know, you take yourself right to dead in the gutter.
Or,
you know,
exactly.
like that whole big circle.
Under that bridge,
always.
In the box.
Yeah,
you know?
Always. Yeah.
And all of that, of course, you know, mean like it makes us feel unhappy. We can't focus. We're, you know, we get stressed and anxious and depressed. And meanwhile, we're not focused on our schoolwork.
Right down,
So the attention's going to keep going to the exam and worrying about what if you don't do well, but you just want to bring it back, bring it back, bring it back to the study that you're doing, the meal that you're eating, whatever's happening in that moment.
I love that. That's so easy. All right. Thank you, Dr. Richard.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome back. I hope that helped. We hope that helped some of you guys heading into school now. It's
a load off.
You'll be okay. It's okay, you guys. I just want to give you a big hug and go, just do your best.
It's all right.
See what happens. APS psychologist trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. We'll see you next week.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Joel.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
If I was a lesser co-host, I would not have honoured you then. I would have just read it out.
You can.
No, we have a trust bond between us. We push it, but not too far. You would never. We know our boundaries.
Oh, sure.
We're pretty good.
Well, I think it's more that you'd be in trouble for saying
I would actually probably get fired. Now everyone wants to know what's on the bit of paper.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lana in Campbelltown. Hey, Lana.
Woo! Hi.
Hey.
What are you doing? Where are you going? What's your life like?
I'm on my way to work. I'm a social worker.
Oh, we want to give you the money.
Who are you working with in social work?
Where do you work?
Blacktown.
Kids,
with
crims.
Families.
Families.
Oh, family social
work.
Good on you.
All right, let's do it. You're a good human, Lana.
That's what I was studying at university.
Thank you.
And then I left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Luckily, we have people like you, and you'd be a great social worker, mate.
Wouldn't I?
Why are we laughing? I don't know why we're laughing. I'm uncomfortable.
Anyway, we're going to go. Lana, your letter is V for very unlikely you're going to get this.
Oh, no.
Just do your best, buddy.
Just do your best.
Just go fast.
It's not going to be good enough.
Get you 100, but
let's get some hungies.
They're
for
really
you.
Taking the piss. You got 30 seconds.
Thank
Doesn't
you.
Matter.
Oh, name it. Good on you. Look at the second last one. Good luck, Lana.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Doesn't even matter. We're having a great time chatting
to
you.
Yeah, we're just living our best life.
I'm just going to start and you're going to go and we'll see what happens, all right?
All right.
Your letter's V. Here we go.
Here we go.
Name a country.
Venezuela.
A female celebrity.
Pass.
An electronic item.
Ooh, pass.
A type of fabric.
Velvet.
A condiment.
Vinegar.
A car brand.
Pass.
An instrument.
Violin.
A product you find in the pharmacy.
Valium.
After the buzzer, but yes. $400 for you, bucks, Lana.
That was harder than I thought, V.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Mate, we don't. No one wants you to win. Like, no one's on your side but Harley and
I. Know. Who gives me V?
Jace. Jace Allen, our boss.
God damn.
Yeah. That's okay. We'll be doing it again tomorrow. It's going to be X tomorrow, I can already tell.
Yeah. X would probably be easy. There's only one option.
So true.
Certainly.
Thanks, everyone who tried. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Excellent.
131060. Give us a call if something unexpected happened at the school concert.
Right.
If you were sitting at a school event and something went down that you were not anticipating at all, made you look up from your boredom and go, well.
Well, the thing that would take me by surprise is that I'm sitting at a school event.
Oh, you wait. You wait. You wait.
Oh, I've already been to two.
It gets more as you get older.
Yeah.
So last night was celebration night for my girls' school, and Marcella, my eldest, was up for 3 academic awards and also has been named media captain for next year. So we couldn't get out of going.
Right.
And it, actually, to the school's credit, it was over in an hour and a half.
Good.
It was snippy snappy.
Yeah.
We went through everything. We also like had to clap. All every single year 12 got up. Like, it was very good. The band played.
Yep.
The choir sang.
Yep.
The guy who won the film festival showed his short film, and it was incredible.
Great.
It was about Challenge, the children's cancer charity.
Oh, yes.
And it was a beautiful documentary this year 12 kid made. It was, like, really good.
Correct.
And then the winner of the speech competition, a girl named Rose, got
That's right, yes.
Remember, there was the big speech competition. Yes. Our school runs from prep to year 12.
Yeah.
And she had won it. And she got up and gave a speech that made most of the room very uncomfortable.
Ooh.
I was there for it, obviously.
Yeah.
I was living it. Rose is a vegan. And yes. Rose got up and gave a 6-minute sermon on how we were all murderers.
Right.
And how we keep corpses in our fridge.
Sorry, just a little bit of bacon.
And how, like, she was very passionate, as vegans often are.
Yes.
And she had so many statistics.
Very passionate.
And then she talked about the things they do to baby animals in graphic detail.
Yes.
And we're all...
Some heinous things.
Oh, horrible things. Yep. She talked about factory farming. And we're all sitting in the audience, and there was kids in the audience too.
Yes.
And I was loving it. I'm looking around. And there were so many dads just so uncomfortable. And then I heard a few people shuffle and I looked down. There was a couple of parents walking out. Look, they may have been leaving for other reasons, but in my mind, she shocked them so much.
Yeah.
And she was so passionate. And she said at the end, look, I'm not judging you if you eat meat.
She is.
But you're murderers.
That's a judgment.
Mic drop. And I was like, I stood up clapping. And then the rest of the room were just like. What just happened?
Yeah.
It was so incredible, and I was so proud of it because it's really brave.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting.
Is it brave?
I think it's brave to get up as a 16-year-old girl and talk in front of, there was probably 600 people there, all adults.
Yeah.
And my kids go to a private school, so it's an independent school, so a lot of kind of affluent people are in their suits, a lot of, conservative people.
Yeah.
And she got up and unleashed. I was so proud, and I just wasn't expecting it.
No.
Hence the phoner, 131060, did something unexpected happen at the school concert.
It's a very vegan thing to do, though, to get up in front of that crowd and be very convicted of your convictions.
But do you know that veganism now, that was good, I back you on that, is a thing. Like, my daughter's the only meat eater in her group of 10 friends.
Yeah, that'll change.
Well, maybe not. I mean, good on you. Good on you. Make your choices. It's
fine. Your choices.
I don't care.
We're all not going to be vegan, though. I just got a newsflash for the vegans listening. I guarantee you this. For my entire existence on the earth, humanity will not go vegan.
No, that won't
happen.
But she was very, and also kudos to the school for allowing, like, she was pushing her political agenda on us, and I was there for it. But,
I will say on that, though, I think we need to be far more conscious of the way that we consume
meat. That's
what
she was talking about, most of it.
And the way that they are farmed.
Yeah.
There are much better ways for you to access animal products.
She said that.
Than what we're doing at the moment.
She also said things like they make all this grain and feed for animals and in places where people are starving.
Yes.
And all the money and water goes to feeding to agriculture but not actually looking after the people. Like, she made some really valid points.
Sure.
But, we're all murderers with carcasses in our fridges by the end of it. It was hectic. And I was loving it. 1310 60, did something unexpected happen at the school concert? It can be good or bad.
Yeah.
There's always someone weaning themselves on stage.
Oh, yeah.
We just want some stories. Just been doing some relatable.
Relatables.
So, oh, I went to a concert too, and that reminds me of the time I went to a concert.
Yeah, we've got kids. Do you have kids?
131060. We'll take your calls next. Did something unexpected happen at the school concert? Mm. Last night I was at Celebration Night and it was a great night. Well done to the school. You did a fantastic job. We were in and out. Fast games, good game. They let the winner of the speech competition get up and speak. Her name's Rose. She's an incredible girl.
Yeah.
She gave a 6-minute, very passionate speech about veganism.
Yes.
And we need to consider where we get our protein from, how we get that, what we put in the protein. It was a lot of good points.
Yes.
And it did end with her saying, you know,
you're a murderer.
Please stop murdering animals. Yeah. And if you have carcasses in your fridge of sentient beings.
Yes.
So it was full on.
Yep.
A few people were uncomfortable. I was there for her.
It's a bit like all the sentient beings that are killed in grain production, but you know.
Oh, God, don't take her on. She's 16. Let her have it. I love it. I loved her passion. I loved how committed she was. Yep. I love that she was brave enough to do it. Say whatever you want, mate. You're a 16-year-old girl. Get up and do it.
Have a go.
Just do. The just fact do that it. She just did it.
Amazing.
She turned up.
Incredible.
Involved. Yes. Yes. Isabella Manley, did something unexpected happen at your school concert?
It did. It was my own primary school concert. We're in year 4, so we were 10 years old.
Mm.
And it was a normal, boring old primary school concert. And then YMCA just started playing out of absolutely nowhere. And 5 kids came out in full costume, dressed as the village people, just lip-syncing YMCA. Oh, yeah.
For no reason?
For no reason. It was just I watched it on home video the other week and I completely forgot it even happened.
Just flash mobs before they even happened. Yeah. I love that.
It was hilarious.
That happens weekly at my kids' school. So every Monday is assembly and every single Monday there's some performance and it's you and you can see it. It's like a group of girls or a group of boys or sometimes it's co-ed. They're just like, let's do this.
Are you joking?
And the principal's like, okay.
Guess who was the queen of that?
Oh,
like every school assembly, mate, and you'd see everyone's eyes roll when Principal Goodger would go, oh, we have a special performance, and then everyone would go, oh, it's Emmy Rossiano. And then I'd walk out there with my pink ghetto blaster on my shoulder, and I'd put it down, and I'd do body rolls. The opposite track by Paula Abdul. Yeah. Every week it'd be a different dance routine.
And
every
I've already week, walked out.
40 weeks. One time, I made them watch me walk on my hands.
I would not have tolerated
that. I walked around the quadrangle the whole way.
I'd have thrown a chair at you.
Oh, I deserve to have a chair thrown at me. Sam and Granella. Hey, Sam.
My awkward thing happened at a school assembly as well. But you know how, like, everyone's getting their sports awards or the principal's award or whatever?
Yeah.
That was all normal. But then a mum walked up from, like, where we were all sitting onto the stage, grabbed the microphone and started saying, my daughter, I won't say her name, but my daughter is in year 5 and her lunch is being stolen every day. Who's taking her lunch? And basically berated the whole school to find out what student was eating her lunch every day.
So good.
I'd love to see her take the mic to the crowd and just like, are you eating her lunch? Are you? What about you? You look fat. Have you been eating your lunch?
The mum's just going, right.
I just love that she stormed the stage and taken the mic. Like that.
Yeah, mums will do that.
I would love to do that. I would do that. So many kids.
You wouldn't do
that. Last night, if I could go up to one particular person in particular who's giving my kid a hard time at the moment and just go, let's have a little chat, doll, on the mic.
While I walk on my hands.
I just had flashes of me. I was literally I wore my bathers underneath. I stripped off down to my bathers. I had a costume change and I walked.
This is last night.
No. This was in grade 4. Jay in Kellyville. Hey, Jay.
Hey, just before I start, I just got to say your laughter is incredibly infectious. I love it.
Oh, thanks, darling. I think I sound like I'm having an emphysemic fit, but that's very kind of you. Now, what was unexpected that happened at the school concert?
So I'm talking when I was 18 and I was in year 12.
Yes.
Essentially, one of my best mates, he was one of the cooler dudes in the grade. He knew how to play a guitar and he could really rock that thing.
Yeah.
Essentially he got up at the end of high school when we were giving out all those awards and all of that stuff. And essentially he got up, did his performance and his girlfriend came up on stage because she was presenting the awards, and he proposed to her.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, the parents would have been racked.
In year 12.
Did she say yes?
Yeah, she did say yes.
Of course she did.
Yes,
she was a child.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that they were, the funniest thing is they were loaded. Both their families were extremely loaded. Yeah. And the other thing is that he was a really, really cool guy. And not just being cool, he was really sweet as well, like a good, decent bloke. So their parents, they'd known each other since they were young. So they were on board with it, but they wanted them to kind of delay the whole married thing. So
did they get married, Jay?
They're still engaged 5 years on.
Oh,
oh well, look at that. I will put the
that is great. Good on. Thanks, Jay. Yep. Thanks for calling. That's such a good story. Yeah. Oh, if that was my kid, I would get up there and chokehold that boy. And if you are thinking of doing that, if any of you boys in Marcella's class are thinking, you've got me to face, mate, I'll be there with my very sharp instrument. I will crash tackle you to the stage.
Well, I'm turning up to that awards night. Yeah,
thanks for your calls, everyone. What I want to talk about now.
Yes, what is it?
I've had a very.
What have you got over there in
your
hands?
It's a very exciting.
Sound like what you sound.
It's a very exciting arrival. Long-time listeners of the show will remember I told you about, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow has the website that teaches you how to knit organic tampons.
Yes.
Goop.
Which she should be arrested for and put in jail.
No, which she should be given prizes for
fraudulent
her
bullshit.
Excellent products.
What's
like
this
the
one?
Jade egg you pop in your vagina for good vibes.
Oh, Lord.
This is actually called the Goop Paper Crane Vampire Spray. Now, you'll recall I spoke about the vampire spray 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I asked, it's vampire repellent. And what it is a complex construction of liquids and crystals that you spray around your aura. That you listen. You You spray it around your aura and it repels the drainers in your life. So if there are any people that drain your energy, that take away your will to live, that just come and just take, you spray this.
Yeah.
This psychic vampire repellent protection mist.
What's happened to her?
You spray around yourself. Now, this is it, and it is to safeguard your aura. And can you put a price on safeguarding?
Well, I bet you she has put a price on safeguarding.
$62.
Bullshit.
$62 this cost us in the show budget. And let me tell you, can I give you the ingredients once again? Now, basically, the directions.
Number one, here bullshit.
I'm sensing that
Number two, snake oil.
I'm sensing that you are not on board with the vampire repellent mist. Directions. Here's the directions, Harley.
Yeah, yeah. How to use it.
Shake gently.
Yep.
Before each use.
Give yourself blunt trauma.
Spray around aura to protect from psychic attack and emotional harm.
Lose the ability to live.
Ingredients. Sonically tuned water. Ruby. Black tourmaline. Reiki. Sound waves. Moonlight. Love.
Moonlight. How'd you get that moonlight in there?
How did she buy moonlight?
Now we squeeze a bit out of the sky.
Yes. Now for 6 weeks, I'm like, pew, pew, with vampires. My aura was getting attacked left, right,
yeah,
center. Oh my God, why is it taking so long?
Yeah.
Why is it taking so long?
And now.
Zoe sent me a little note.
Oh, yeah.
Zoe makes it. So I was like, you guys, thank you so much for your purchase. Due to the incredible response from goop.com, your order has taken much longer to ship because I personally make and bless all of my products individually to ensure quality and potency.
Zoe.
So Zoe had to do a little of into the bottle, put her juices in.
I don't want to diminish you as an individual, but your job is a crock.
Well, you know, actually she has
You're
asked.
A charlatan and if you should be sent to jail for fraudulent business.
If you would take the time to write me a review. And give me a shout out on social media at Paper Crane Apothecary. Thank you again. Be well, Zoe. So I'm just going to give a little bit of this. Oh, around me, I'm just spraying my spray. Oh, I've spilt it.
If you want to know,
you've got up in flames
like,
for unknown
like
reasons.
It's like a watery Glen 20.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, my God. My aura is cleansed. I feel like I've had an aura colonic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably what it's good for, actually, flushing your anus out.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano.